Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A woman has been shot dead while answering her front door in Newcastle. The woman, believed to be aged in her early 60s, was found with a gunshot wound at a Stockton home by police just after 8 o'clock last night. A specially formed strike force is now searching for her killer. Police told media this morning the victim's 31-year-old daughter and newborn granddaughter were inside the home at the time of the shooting. Police don't believe there was any kind of altercation before the victim was shot. As inquiries continue, anyone who may have CCTV or dashcam footage from the surrounding area is urged to contact Newcastle Police or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. It's that time of year again. Double demerits are in force from midnight tonight until midnight Monday. The Queen's Birthday long weekend means police will be out again targeting speeding, mobile phone, seatbelt and motorcycle helmet offences and the 4Ds, drink, drug and dangerous and distracted driving. Hunter Valley Police District Commander Superintendent Tracy Chapman says you can't hide from police if you're doing the wrong thing.
It's really important that people understand that we are on the back roads and some of those less common roads. And we'll be targeting excessive or inappropriate speeds, alcohol and drug driving, fatigue, non-wearing of occupant restraints and helmets, and of course the distraction issue, particularly around mobile phones.
And the State Emergency Service has issued an equipment and livestock warning for the Hunter River downstream of Aberdeen. Due to heavy rain falling across the Upper Hunter catchment over the last several days, there have been rises in the Hunter, Rookall, Isis, Pages and Darbrook River systems. The river flow is expected to cause rises 2 to 3 metres above normal flows at Aberdeen, Musselbrook and Denman today and Friday. Additional rain is possible and local roads may close. Remember, do not ever drive through flooded water. The Blues are bringing home a resounding victory over Queensland after a 50-6 thrashing last night. New South Wales scored some great tries throughout the game, including from Newcastle Knights captain Daniel Saifiti. He ran 142 metres during the game, made 21 tackles and scored his first try out of 6 appearances on the Blues side. The next game is in a couple of weeks. I'm Jessica Rouse and that's your latest local news and sport.